father, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
TGIF, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad it's Friday. I need a rest this weekend. I'm only going to be working about 6 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday, finishing trying to work on the cover for the official Terror Storm and the extras, and trying to upload as much video from the big 9/11 conference we had out in L.A. last weekend for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, some several hour-long compilations that we're going to load to Google Video that will be loaded today. Now, that's the way to start a radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Just kind of some daily notes here around the office. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have Colonel Ronald D. Ray, U.S. Marine Corps retired. And Colonel Ray is a practicing attorney in Kentucky and a highly decorated combat veteran of the Vietnam War, 2 Silver Stars and a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. He served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration and was appointed by President Bush to serve on the American Battle Monuments Commission. That's the first President Bush. And was on the 92 Presidential Commission on the Assignment of Women in the Armed Forces. From 90 to 94, he served as Military Historian and Deputy Director of Field Operations for the U.S. Marine Corps Historical Center, Washington, D.C. Colonel Ray selected for Who's Who in America and in American Law, writes and speaks on a wide range of national security. You wouldn't believe the private discussions we've had, but we'll see if he wants to talk about that on air. You don't want to miss this interview. Historical and congressional issues, and has appeared on a variety of national television news broadcasts, ABC, World News Tonight, Larry King Live, Hannity and Combs, Fox and Friends, The Today Show, Fox News, Crossfire, and a number of national radio broadcasts. He'll be joining us today. He defended Michael Noob. He, of course, was the attorney for Admiral Moore, the late Admiral Moore, and he is a good friend of Major General Carl Black, who we had on a few weeks ago. He'll be discussing the destruction of our military, the UN, and the New World Order. Yes, the New World Order. We'll be talking with the military's former head historian for the Pentagon about the New World Order, that thing that some people are still in very, very serious denial about. So he'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. And then my good buddy, Bob Dacey, who has written for the New American Magazine, has a local TV show. He has done an incredible job detailing the NAFTA end of America toll road foreign-controlled grid. And here's his headline today, an Infowars.com exclusive. I hope you'll get it out to everybody. It's the law. Feds pave the way to toll and privatize the interstate highways. And we will be getting into what President Bush has now done with that. The American Union is upon us. We will be discussing it with Bob Dacey in studio in the third hour. By the way, as soon as we get time, we're busy, you know, uploading video of the Bilderberg Group. It's already up there for you. You know, up close video we shot of David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix, and others. By up close, we shot it from 200 yards away with a super zoom, but it's up close with their fat heads. And we are uploading a bunch of video from the conference for members. And we're, of course, going to put together that Greg Palast interview from in studio last week. And this Bob Dacey interview, my weekly TV shows, that's the type of stuff you get every week now on PrisonPlanet.tv, including my new film, Terror Storm. Terror Storm's been up there since last week for you, now in three different bandwidth choices for you in three different formats as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your 15-cent-a-day membership now, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv, a great activist tool. Get in there, start burning copies of the film now. Get it out to everybody. All right, masses of news on the other side. Stay with us.
Hey,
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us in the third hour today, Bob Dacey writes for the New American Magazine. He's written an exclusive for us. It's the law. Feds paved the way to toll and privatize the interstate highways under the NAFTA plan, the American Union program. In fact, I know my guys are listening right now. Let's add that to Bob's headline as part of, or, I mean, add something like as part of American Union. Add something to it because people won't get past the headline. It's an excellent article that Bob's written. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. We do have, of course, the lawyer for Michael Noob joining us, and he's worked at every level inside the Pentagon and the Marine Corps. He will be joining us, Colonel Ronald D. Ray, U.S. Marine Corps, retired, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And believe me, you don't want to miss this interview. We've talked to him a lot off air about several key issues that we cover quite a bit here, hint, hint. And let me just tell you, this guy is tuned in and knows exactly what's going on. He'll be discussing the New World Order and the U.N. takeover of our military. That's two of the main issues that he'll be joining us to discuss. There'll be a few surprise issues as well. Death toll, at least 16 for Northeast floods. Evacuations lifted for 200,000. Rivers crest expecting to begin lowering now, thank God, but they're saying more rain could come. Iran brushes aside deadline on response. Bush is threatening basically to attack them here in the next week and a half or so if they do not follow all of their orders. Defense tech magazine has an interesting little headline here, All Seeing Blimp on the Rise, and they're very sarcastic in the article. I love this article. It says, the problem of the American military today is that it doesn't have a giant robotic airship 2.5 times the size of the Goodyear blimp that can watch over an entire city at once. Thankfully, the Pentagon's way-out research arm, DARPA, is trying to fix that. And they then go into a really scary article about it. So we'll be getting into that. AP reports that guard to miss Border Patrol mission deadline. Last time I checked, there's a couple hundred troops in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, standing around with no weapons, only allowed to call Border Patrol when they see what they can, quote, confirm to be illegals. The same thing the Minutemen have done and they've been demonized for. So it's all smoke and mirrors by Bush while he pushes for the blanket total amnesty plan. Really scary article here out of Health and Science from Yahoo News, from Reuters. Young girls should get cancer vaccine, panel says. Of course, what they don't tell you is that many of the cancers we now struggle with today are caused by viruses put in the vaccines. They tell you by accident, but the documents and the scientific research shows by design in most cases, if not all cases. So we've seen cancer up several thousand percent from what it was 50 years ago. In some cases, up even more than 2,000%. We see cancer up around 500% just in the last decade. Other forms of cancer, like cervical cancer and breast cancer, are just at incredibly high levels. And these are cancers directly linked to viral infections, viral attacks. The virus goes in, plugs in, and orders the cells to begin replicating at an accelerated rate, and that's called cancer. Most cancer, according to Nobel Prize winners, top scientists, but again, you never hear this on the news. You're finally hearing about it. I remember talking about cancer viruses and the vaccines 10 years ago. People would call in and laugh at me and go, cancer isn't caused by a virus? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, most cancer is caused by viruses. And your body defeats these viruses that are naturally occurring in the environment every day. But these designer viruses are causing big problems, as I'm sure you know. And so now they've got a vaccine that will block the cervical cancer virus. And if you take this, ladies and gentlemen, if young ladies take this, you are completely and totally insane. Of course, they say that you get this cervical cancer from promiscuity, and clearly, take India with the SV40 virus that's been around for over 40 years, and is still being found in polio vaccines, by the way. Oh yes, even though that the new polio vaccine is not connected to the tissue cultures that originally had the SV40, which they said was an accident. They've done big studies in India where they find it in every sewer system, and they find it in every major communal outhouse latrine area. That's because the entire population of India has SV40 in their blood, even though most of the population of India has not had the polio oral vaccine. So, yes, it is true that the population here in the United States, male and female, many of us, are carrying the cervical cancer virus. Even if you're male, you can carry it, and then males transfer it to women in unprotected sex. But it's also originating in the vaccines. And every time they do a study of a vaccine, it's got this type of stuff in it. So you're crazy, ladies. There are hundreds of viruses that have been found, cancer viruses in the vaccines, and I just how any of you would take the vaccines, I will never understand. It is totally and completely insane to take any of these. But we'll be getting into this. Young girls should get cancer vaccine, panel says. They're talking about making it one of the, quote, mandatory, or, you know, they claim it's mandatory, but really it's a regulatory push they have where they try to force you to take it. Girls as young as 9 and young women up to age 26 should be able to get the Merck company's Gardasil vaccine aimed at preventing a sexually transmitted virus that can cause cancer. A panel of U.S. experts said yesterday in a complicated vote, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices agreed to recommend the vaccine for 3 groups, all young girls age 11 to 12, girls and women age 13 to 26 who have not received the vaccine yet, and women who have had abnormal pap smears, genital warts, or certain other conditions. Because, again, what causes warts, ladies and gentlemen? Viruses. And this is ridiculous, though. If you don't do the if they don't do the test for the virus and it's not there, you wouldn't need it. This is insane. At their discretion, physicians could vaccinate as young as 9, the panel decided. The group also voted to include the vaccine in the federal vaccines for children program, under which the government buys vaccines for uninsured or poor school children. I'm going to stop right there. You know, I want to spend some time on this. This is important. I'm just going to give you a little prelude. 2 years ago, Times of London, London Independent, London Guardian all reported that the official medical board in England recommended forced vaccination of the entire young population, school-age population, ages, 5 to 18, to go to school, trying to force them, of a vaccine with a live virus in it that would precipitate viral death, tissue death, electrochemical receptor sites. To make a long story short, the virus goes into the brain and actually attacks the receptors on the neurons. Don't believe me? Go read it. They are on the verge of making, and it's being studied in the U.S., by the way. We found a BBC article and an ABC article about it here domestically. One was foreign, about the U.S., one was domestic. But they're also looking at it here and over my dead body. Folks, forcing an injection on you, and what do they say, this brain damaging? This is a lobotomy, folks. A specific, localized, a specific sector of the brain will be lobotomized. The sites in the brain, the receptors that receive endorphins, the sites that trigger endorphins, the sites that receive endorphins. And after I give a good speech, I get a flood of endorphins. I don't need to take drugs. It's all in the mind. Gone. It will affect all of the receptors that take in narcotics and opiates. That includes nicotine, cocaine, heroin, and all of the natural chemicals. That's what heroin and cocaine and all that mirrors. Real endorphins, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's not a good thing, but it's built into us, I guess, for defense. But, you know, when somebody knocks you upside the head and you fire back with double barrels, you know, you slam them, and then when they hit the ground, you get that feeling of exhilaration, of exaltation, you boost. That's your brain going, good job, victory. All of that will be gone. But don't worry, they say they'll have drugs to then treat you for depression. And I'm not kidding. You could not make this stuff up. No one could make this up. This is when you score the touchdown, make the business deal, kiss the beautiful woman that when you drop her off from that first date who you dreamed of dating for a year. You get that exhilaration. That's what gamblers like. Gamblers have a lower level of a certain chemical that triggers that in the brain, and they find with gambling it somehow triggers it for them whenever they win, or not just when they win, but when the roulette ball is spinning around, that feeling of expectation. Well, we're going to go to break. Jack Blood has joined us. He heard Neil Bortz basically attacking me this morning, feebly, of course. Lord Bortz, and I've never put the video on the web of Bortz cussing at me and laughing at me at Ground Zero a few years ago. I ought to dig that out and do that. I didn't want to really give the guy attention. It was kind of diversionary. But we will talk about that with Jack Blood after we go to this quick break. We'll come back and get Jack's take on it. I want to thank Jack for sitting in for me, 3-4 days last week, and then a couple days before that, whenever I was up in Canada, covering the Bilderberg Group. So he will give us an update on Bortz. They're doing a full court press. I'm told Laura Ingraham had Professor Jim Fetzer on this morning and wouldn't let him talk. Because they can't. They can't let us put facts out. All they can do is yell and scream and freak out and play Twilight Zone music. And I'm told Bortz tried to make fun of me and kept giving my website out. Hey, keep it up, Bortz, because they'll come here. They'll find the truth. They'll find out we're trying to save people. We're trying to warn people on 1,000 issues. They'll find out we're the good guys, and they'll find out that you are a liberal, communist in sheep's clothing.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic when I say Neil Bortz is a communist. The point is he's not a real conservative. And I've listened to the guy for many years, and he would just get so old. And then at ground zero to have him walk up to me while I'm talking to police and others and go, "You're full of bleeping, bleeping." And then I'd try to talk to him, and he'd go, "You got to pay me thousands of dollars to talk to you." And just really obnoxious. And he wouldn't debate 9/11 with me. He couldn't debate it. But Jack Blood, I guess this morning, was listening to KLBJ, which is a fine station. I'm actually going to start a talk show over there on the weekends. We're trying to move it into syndication through Emmis with Genesis. We're just starting off with that in the interim because I'm too busy to do another weeknight show over there that I've been offered. But Jack Blood, What did you hear Lord Bortz, the neocon in conservatives' clothing, what did you hear him doing today?
Well, you know, it's painful, Alex, but I monitor some of these programs so I can understand exactly what we're up against, and spent a lot of time last night watching Ann Coulter, yes, talking about Rush Limbaugh getting busted for Prozac, or sorry, probably Prozac too, Viagra, at an airport and blaming it all on the liberals. So, I write this stuff down, and this is what I do. I decode the media. But Neil Bortz was on today, and a couple of callers got through and started mentioning 9/11, and I thought it was rather polite of him to give you several plugs. Infowars.com, Alex Jones. Oh, you go to the Alex Jones website at Infowars.com. So that's pretty, I think, generous of him to give you all those plugs. They also talked about
Jack, back off your phone a little.
Okay. They also talked about loose change. He also made references that you say that, you might as well be saying that black helicopters crashed into the World Trade Center towers. It was pretty ridiculous, and I got to tell you, one of the things I noticed is they're probably putting on the callers that are least able to articulate what happened on 9/11 in order to, embarrass anybody that might be a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist. But he dropped all the general buzzwords and made a lot of fun of it, and him and his buddy both looked up loose change on Wikipedia and began talking about, some of the loose ends from Loose Change 1 or 2. And, it was really quite embarrassing. But I got to tell you, he gave you some fat plugs, brother.
Well, I mean, they think that hurts us. All that happens is people come to Infowars.com and learn the truth.
Yeah, one of the callers called in, and I think, this is good, but, you can't just do this. One of the callers called in and said, well, Larry Silverstein said, pull the building. And this is when Neil Bortz went on a tirade about how he meant pull the firefighters from the building, and he even admitted that this is a commonly used term in demolition for pulling the building.
Now, we have firefighters on record now saying that they were told get out of the building that day. We have Giuliani saying that. We have the clear squibs, the blast points. It falls in a controlled demolition. It wasn't even hit by debris from the North Tower. It had two small fires in it. Larry Silverstein said they made the decision that day to pull the building. They told the people to get out of the building. They gave the order and watched it come down. Now, we know what that means.
Yeah, I understand that Neil Bortz is just a talking head and doesn't understand the simplest application of physics, but, obviously anyone looked at that building knew that it didn't fall from the few fires it had.
Well, we now have two different samples confirmed that thermite was used, specifically thermate, the type used to cut steel. And, we've got him dead to rights.
Yeah, of course, and he's not going to bring that up. But obviously, we would all love to see you get on that program and give him a real debate. If he has such a good case, Alex, and maybe some of the listeners that are going to call in to Neil Bortz next week might bring this up to him if he's not on vacation all week or the next week, bring up the fact that if he is so sure of his case and he is such a great debater and such an amazing talk show host, why, what does he have to lose to bring Alex Jones on the air?
Well, I'll clean his clock, but what they do, Fox has set me up three times. They always cancel it and put somebody up weaker because I will savage them. I will point out when they're trying to cover up or won't let me talk. Fetzer's really good on air, and Kevin heard it this morning with him on Laura Ingraham. She would not let him talk. She would not let him say a single word.
Well, Alex, I will be happy to debate any of these people as well. And since they don't know me as well as they know you, who knows? Maybe it's a potential to get our foot in the door here. But look, we know what they do. They put on the worst caller. So why don't we do this? When we call in, we can go, 9/11, and get on the air and then give them the real thing.
Well, actually gotten into national shows like that. I'll call in and I'll go, I don't like Bush and he did it 9/11. And then they put me on, and I'm just suddenly, attacking.
And then when you get on, talk about the Northwoods document. Talk about the 1993 World Trade Center sting operation, which is mainstream news and highly documented. Talk about the real issues of Building 7. Talk about the new thermite evidence and the physics. Talk about whistleblowers like William Rodriguez, Sybil Edmonds, Mary Schneider, okay? Kevin Ryan.
That's right.
Drop names like Paul Craig Roberts.
That's right. The individuals that underwrote the building are saying the official story is impossible. But let's not listen to engineers. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot for popping in with us.
Have a good weekend.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back with your calls at 10 of News. Stay with us. It's Genesis Communications.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to some of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Paul in London, Scott, Virginia, Brian in Georgia, John in Texas, Denny in Kansas City, Missouri, or is he in Kansas City, Kansas? We'll find out. Before I get back into the news and your calls, just to make this clear, I have completed the film Terror Storm. It's done. Now I'm working on the extras. But I don't want to wait a month while I finish the extras and send it off to be mass duplicated and to put in, you know, put in a pretty case. I don't want to wait a month and not put the DVD out. This information is so important that we're putting out the American Scholar Symposium version, because that's the menu that this special edition has at the beginning. It is the film. In fact, it's got about 4 minutes in it that has been cut out of the final version that will have the extras. And so for $19.95, you get a film that's a little under 2 hours long. It is my best work. There aren't a lot of copies left. We printed some of these up, and when they're gone, they're gone. You really want to get this DVD, Terror Storm. We get into the history of government-sponsored terror. We go to London. We cover the London bombing, proving that it was an inside job. We then look at the British SAS carrying out terror attacks in Iraq. We show how that is all staged and what's really behind the war. Then we go to Crawford and show the mindless neocon worshippers believing WMDs have been found. We interview Cindy Sheehan, Ray McGovern, former MI5 agents Andy Michon and David Shaler, Member of Parliament Michael Meacher, Professor Stephen Jones, former Chief Economist, Department of Labor Morgan Reynolds, Charlie Sheen. We get into 9/11 with the very latest info on the thermite, the thermate. And then we get into mind control, doublespeak, doublethink, Orwell, Edward Bernays, the father of modern propaganda and public relations. Graham Reynolds, who's done the music for several major motion pictures like Scanner Darkly, did the music on this film. We had professional graphics done by Michael McCorder throughout the film. Rob Jacobson did a great job on the editing. To give you an idea, I almost spent four times what my other films have cost me to make. And I keep saying 10 months. It was really 11 months to start putting this film together and to complete it. So there's limited copies available, and when those are gone, you'll have to wait till the official DVD comes out. And you'll want that alone for the extras that are going to be on it. But in the interest of time, we need to get this out to people now. So the special edition is here. And whenever they're gone, they're gone. If it runs a little bit over, you know, let's say sometime next week we sell out of them, but your orders have come in or your mail order comes in, we'll print a few more to cover those. But when it's done, and we won't sell any more. So get Terror Storm now. Get your DVD now, ladies and gentlemen, and get Martial Law, An Order of Death, while you're at it. There on InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Get your high-quality digital copy to make copies from for nonprofit educational purposes, to get it out to people. We need to spread the word on this film. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, 15 cents a day. That just lets us pay for the bandwidth. And we're in the process of upping that its bandwidth now, because every few months we end up maxing it out and we have to increase it. Go there, download it, stream it, high bandwidth, low bandwidth, three different versions, three different speeds. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, special reports around the country and the world, in-studio reports, all my best audio interviews from the radio show. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber today. And get Terror Storm, my newest film, and all the other 1,000-plus pieces of media that are now on, that are now there in the last 2-plus years, in the operation of PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get the film, 1-888-253-3139. They can answer your questions and tell you about different specials, 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy of Terror Storm today. 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Getting back into vaccines and then to your calls, young girls should get cancer, vaccine panel says. And they admit that the cervical cancer is being caused at epidemic levels by a cancer virus. Then you learn the cancer viruses have been predominantly, the majority of them, introduced through vaccines that are then picked up and then excreted onto surfaces, and people also pass them person to person or through sexual contact or IV sharing of needles, intravenous needle sharing. So they create the crisis again, and then they have the solution, a vaccine that blocks this virus in the body, which, of course, is, I guess, the dead virus teaching your body how to deal with it. There'll, of course, be untold problems with this vaccine that they're pushing and promoting. The globalists are social Darwinistic Malthusists who openly say that 85-95% of us must die. It ranges from in different papers the globalists have written, all these different world leaders, from 80% to 99%, but the general numbers are around 85% right now. They want to, you know, that's the kind of the average of it. And we have caught the United Nations in over 100 countries. Let me say that again. This is mainstream Reuters, BBC, going back now 7 years, and it broke in the news again 2 years ago. In India, major scientific firms and the government began to test vaccines, and they found that particularly the tetanus shot, but they found it in others, in a UN program that they only wanted administered for women. Imagine the UN comes and says, we have this decade-long program, it's just for women because we care so much about women, we're liberal, we're loving, women are disadvantaged, we want to help you get medical care first. Oh, how loving! Notice, that's a key point there. This is admitted. You understand? Admitted. So you think about this next time you roll your sleeve up, ladies and gentlemen, and you take your kids in and be given shots. Just for women. The UN wants to pay for it. They care about you. And so they go and they test it. First India did it. And guess what they find in the tetanus shots for the women? They find a synthetic female hormone. A very expensive hormone, by the way, to make. Bound to the tetanus pathogen. Bound. Yes, Kevin, what's up? You need something? Oh, cool. You want the phone? Here it is. I have it right here. I was going to use the phone during the break, so I have it. I need it during the break. Okay. It's fine. It's kind of like I heard people running around in here. Let me go back to what I was saying. Let me go back to what I was discussing. So, we're in India. And the Indian government, I guess, it's really 8 years ago now. Time's flying. About 8 years ago, they go in with several private universities, and they test it, and they find this very expensive synthetic female hormone that has nothing to do with the production processes of the tetanus vaccine in a program only administered to women by the UN. And they raise this to the UN, and the study finds that it's 100% sterilization when the woman takes the vaccine. Now, it's a horrible form of sterilization because the woman is able to become pregnant, and then in around 2 months, the hormone is then excreted by the female glands in the body. The hormone is only in production during the end of the first trimester, and it causes a violent miscarriage. All right? And the UN said, oh, it's just an accident. And then the Indian government went and tested it from other manufacturers. It turned out the UN had used a bunch of different manufacturers. And they said, well, why is it in different lots from different manufacturers? And then different governments, Tanzania tested it. What's that other African country? It'll pop in my head in a second. They tested it. Several African countries tested it. And sure enough, they did this just a few years ago. Sure enough, there is the female hormone, the exact expensive synthetic hormone added and bound to the tetanus so that as soon as your body starts producing that, there is an autoimmune response and the body actually attacks those glands, a lot of times causing cancer in that gland itself because of the autoimmune response. It literally causes an attack in that area, an autoimmune response in that area, rotting out those glands. And a lot of times the women get sick, a lot of times they die on top of it. So it also a lot of times kills the woman, but it always causes a miscarriage. What a perfect bioweapon. I mean, it doesn't just sterilize them. It causes horrible medical complications every time they get pregnant, and the woman's going to get pregnant over and over again, and chances are she's going to die from it as well. So go ahead, roll up your sleeves, and take the new shot they want your girls to take. Go ahead, roll up your sleeves and take the shot they want your girls to take. Go ahead. They're gonna tell them that there's a move on now. It's right here in Reuters. There's a move on now to make this be, quote, mandatory. That's all color of law. It really isn't mandatory. And make your girls take it. And so don't listen to me. Trust your government. They wouldn't carry out 9/11. They wouldn't put sodium and stannous fluoride in the water. They wouldn't put genetically engineered organisms into the food that cause 1 out of 3 Americans to now have diabetes. It's not the sugar, folks. That's not the main cause. Just trust them. Don't believe me. I know in your guts you know I'm telling the truth. I know a lot of you checked out what I've claimed. You know it's true. But just don't believe me. Believe Rush Limbaugh. Believe Neil Bortz. Believe Laura Ingraham. Believe all the liberals. Believe the Ford Foundation. Believe them. Just believe them. Fine. I'm making it up. Fine. You know, the world's not that evil. Things aren't that bad. Leukemias in young children are up several thousand percent. DU isn't in our atmosphere. Lung cancer isn't up 6 times in the last 10 years from the last number. Oh, they're claiming it's secondhand smoke when actual smoking's down, but now they claim secondhand smoke's causing 6 times the lung cancer. No, folks, it's the DU and other things. Just go ahead. Do use Nutritious. We've got newscasts where they say mercury's good for you. Everybody knows it's deadly for brain development, especially in children. But don't listen to the University of Calgary. Don't listen to, you know, the top scientific firms saying it's deadly for the brain. In fact, people don't believe me. Go. Can you find the newscast where they say mercury's good for the children's brains? Can you find? Yeah, go ahead. Here it is. This is local CBS, but this aired all over the country. It was a news feed where they tell the locals what to produce. This aired all over the country. This is the Austin version of it where mercury is good for you. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
I can't hear it.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And did they miss the first, or did I just miss it? Okay, good, so everybody heard it. Well, and I remember the report, two different government reports that said, oh, actually, we've done a study, and mercury's good for your child's brain. Now, boys and girls, it is the most deadly metal. For some reason, we've had scientists on about this, we've read the reports on air. For some reason, mercury, normal heavy metals, other varieties of heavy metals, just toxify the brain, kill cells on contact. Mercury creates an electrochemical response. We have video clips from major universities on Infowars.com, and it shows even the smallest trace amounts of mercury. They go up against the neuron, it shorts out, it explodes, it fries, they're electrochemical, and then the mercury moves on and migrates, so it just keeps eating through like an acid. Normal heavy metals, just like lead, arsenic, things of that nature, they just precipitate out in the brain and create plaques that do cause problems. One of the biggest things associated with Alzheimer's and is just after 60, 70 years, you've built up a lot of these heavy metals, and you finally get such a toxic load that it starts causing major brain death. And aluminum's really bad, folks, but at least it doesn't migrate. It doesn't just keep burning through. Mercury does. And by the third round of shots that children get by 18 months, that's why most autistic cases, you know, the toddler's fine, 18 months old, talking, running around, giggling, laughing, having a wonderful life. You get the third round of shots within 2 days. On average, I've talked to hundreds of families, and it's in the reports, the child curls up in the corner and is gone forever. Third round of shots. The government's mercury, it's designed to cause lesions and a basic 20-point, on average, IQ reduction in the general population. Just to dumb you down, some children, they've actually found a gene where there's an even higher level of mercury absorption through the blood-brain barrier. This is all scientific. And so with that large group, but it is a minority, it completely fries their poor little brains. So, again, roll your sleeves up. Trust the government. I'm lying to you. Mercury is good. You see, we're the normal people on this radio show. We know they blew those buildings up. We know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. We read open mainstream news articles where they say they're going to force shots on us where viruses attack the brain. You see, before they just lied about it and added mercury to brain damages, now they're being overt. Oh, we're going to give you a virus that attacks your brain for your own good so you'll never use drugs. Do you understand the magnitude of what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen? I know it sounds like a science fiction movie. It's 2006, and it's a nightmare. And I put my life on the line for this, folks. I've been through a lot to warn you and come here and give you this warning. So if you're out there laughing at me right now, listen to me. Don't laugh. Before you laugh, you go check out my claims. And then I want you to face it, and I want you to find out it's true. Think about it. We have an elite in power openly trying to kill you. Remember Dr. Pianca at UT saying 90% of us need to die, and 95%, according to even mainstream media reporters that were there, stood up and a clap for him? There's a bunch of other professors that push this. They are the majority. Why do you think? Because they're given the funding, because the elite are the progenitors of this idea. Now, I know it's scary, and I know it's hard to deal with. This is why I decided to sacrifice my blood, my treasure, my life, if need be, in this fight. I fully know the danger I'm in. I fully have counted the cost, and I've decided it's a very good price to pay if we can save people and turn this around. Words do not describe how out of control, psychotic, genius, evil this elite is. Do you understand me? The people we're dealing with are totally psychopathic, and all they talk about and all they do is attempt to set up a world government so they can orderly kill us. Let me say it again. The world government is only a means to an end. The world government is a global cashless society, police state control grid for the orderly extermination of the human population. Don't say you haven't been warned. Don't say we haven't written articles with all the documents in it. Don't say nobody told you. Don't say when you're in your house flopping around, vomiting your guts out 10 years from now when they hit us with a mega bio attack. I mean the big one, not some little prelude. Don't say I didn't warn you when you're dying and your whole family's dying. I don't want to be right. I want to stop them. Police, government, all of you listening. You know in your guts. You know the hunch. I got the evidence, but you know I'm telling the truth.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Listeners who are tuning in for the first time and they're saying, what in the world is this? Hey, I didn't make it up, okay? They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're coming out with vaccines that attack your brain. By design, BBC, you know, London Guardian, London Independent, saying how great it is. They're openly saying in their top policy reports they want to kill all of us. They want to use the world government to do it. I'm just reporting what the plan is. And you can check it out for yourself, or you can just sit there and suck your thumb and buy into the dog and pony show that is the false left-right paradigm. Paul in London, England. Thanks for holding, Paul. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
There's so many things to cover. But first of all, can I just recommend that your listeners get hold of a book called The Politics of Cancer Revisited by Dr. Samuel Epstein. And that will explain a lot of the things that you said, but from an independent viewpoint.
Well, in the 20s and 30s, the Rockefellers actually bought up all the big cancer hospitals and then developed the viruses, the cancer viruses then, and began distributing them. But go ahead. That's mainstream news.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as that story in the Times concerned, I remember that, them announcing that they wanted to vaccinate every child. They've actually said only a few days ago that they want to put every child in the UK on a national database.
And now, remember those articles, though. It said a virus will then attack the brain. It did not say that.
It did. It did indeed.
I mean, how weird is that in plain view? We're going to inject your kids with a virus that attacks their brain. It isn't a joke, people!
I think they get away with some of these things because they know the public's always looking at some new news story, so it'll stay in their minds for 2 or 3 weeks, and then there'll be something new to worry about. And with our government, there's so many things. I wanted to mention something about a news story that's in the Telegraph today, which says Argentina renews campaign over Falklands campaign. Now, around the Falkland Islands, there's an awful lot of oil, and I wondered if there was any New World Order agenda with that one.
Well, and, you know, blew up that huge battleship with the submarine. I mean, I don't... I mean, what do you think? I mean, are they talking about some new military campaign there?
I really don't know. It's just that this year we lose our aircraft carriers, and I said to myself a couple of years ago when they announced it, this is when they're going to do it, 2006, we lose our aircraft carriers.
Why are you guys getting rid of your aircraft carriers?
We've got a Labour government.
Yeah.
they're a complete joke here. You think Bush is bad, well, Blair's worse in some respects. I wanted to say something about getting the message out as well. There's so many things to say. I don't want to take up all the time, though. In our country, one of the most effective marketing methods today is text messaging on cell phones. Because people look at text messages far more than they do an email. And all they need to do is put 9/11 was an inside job and put your www.prisonplant.tv and it'll help. The other thing that I've found is useful is to put on your email signature, 9/11 was an inside job, then the URL, prisonplant.tv.
Well, you guys must be doing something right because we just get more and more traffic, more and more visitors. We're waking more and more people up. It's kind of scary to be in the spotlight this much, but this is the path we chose, and I want to thank all of you for...
And as far as Turfstone's concerned, I mean, I saw that Monday, and I went down to see the people down at the fruit store in Stockwell because I don't live too far away, and they said that of all the interviews that they had, that yours was the one they enjoyed the most. And I'm going to burn off a copy for them as soon as I've got a chance to do it.
Wait a minute, you're talking about the fruit store where I go down there?
The fruit store that you were at Stockwell, the young woman that was, you were interviewing, and you got, you know, her take on events. And
why are you going to give it to her? She's just going to get mad.
Actually, well, she didn't seem to be.
So she remembered us doing the interview?
She remembered you doing it, yeah.
You're going to give her a copy. Oh, boy.
Why not? I gave one to the teller today at the bank after I wrote a comment in the book saying 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, that'll be interesting when she sees it. Give up liberty for freedom.
One last thing I wanted to say, Alex. Since I put a link on our forum, I belong to a club in the UK and we have a forum, and I put the link to Terrorstorm up there. And one of our new friends in this group is a 20-year veteran of the American Army. He's in complete denial, and he was very offended by me putting the link up on our
forum. Stay there. I'll let you finish up in a minute.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.